know you have faith in what you're doing. First I decide to be healed, then the remedy shows up in terms of how I'm going to do it. First I decide that I'm going to have a job and a career that I really feel is fulfilling and helping me fulfill my function in the world. I deserve it. I don't deserve to be doing something every day that I don't really love to do. I decide to have my mind focused on the perfect joy and the perfect good and the perfect abundance that I deserve to have as a child of God. And then once you set that goal, the goal will create and draw to you the circumstances and the people that will help you achieve the goal. But the support comes after the commitment, not before. The ego mind does it the other way. It half-heartedly sets the goal and spends all this time trying to figure out how it's going to make it happen. Do you want a loving relationship? Yeah. Okay, everybody here say, I claim a loving relationship for myself. And then they go, I claim a loving relationship for myself. How much power is behind that? But look at the power behind, I'm mad. They did me wrong. People don't listen to me. People don't respect me. Notice all the emotion behind that. But look, but think about the average person in terms of their feeling behind, I deserve freedom. I deserve to be loved. I'm entitled to miracles. See, that's low. I'm entitled to miracles. I deserve to be happy. I'm mad as hell about what that person did at work today. All the emotion is behind what we don't want, and then no emotion is behind what we do want. And then we wonder why what we don't want happens and why what we do want doesn't. Because of the power of our mind and putting that energy behind the fearful thought and putting no energy behind the loving thought. If anything, doubting it, saying it couldn't even happen. So I've got to realize that first I've got to decide to recover, then the things will be coming to me that will give tangible form to my desire, and they're just going to show up. But the truth is, I don't really need that brand new car to feel good. See, the special agent becomes, I want to be happy, and when I get a Lexus, then I'll be happy. See, I want to be happy, but I say the Lexus is going to create the tangible form that will give me the happiness that I'm looking for. You see that? I go, I want to be happy. I'm only going to be happy when I have this car. And when I have this car, then I'm going to be happy. So the car becomes the special agent to bring tangible form to your desire. Everybody follow me on this? You could decide to be happy without the Lexus. You didn't need the Lexus to feel good. Feeling good comes from within your own mind and your own self and your own consciousness. You can feel good without anything out here. No, I'm just making the point that your happiness is dependent on the state of your mind and not on a physical thing that you get. So, does that mean that you should not want a Lexus? Does that mean you should not want to have financial prosperity? Does it mean that I'm teaching the spirituality of poverty? Not at all. You can learn your spiritual lessons in a mansion as easy as you can learn your spiritual lessons in a hut. You can learn your spiritual lesson in a Mercedes-Benz as easy as you can learn it on a bicycle. But the person that is conscious and aware knows that their happiness is not dependent on any of that, and they're going to give it all the meaning that it has for them, which means they can enjoy it, but they won't be freaked out if it's not there. It has no bearing on who they believe they are. Their happiness is coming from within. Okay? This is the difference between spirituality and just manifesting stuff. Manifesting is real popular. It's the most popular aspect of metaphysics. It's classes on how to manifest soulmates, how to manifest money, how to manifest a job, how to manifest. But remember, no matter what you manifest, it's going to be your mind that determines your experience of it. And if you haven't dealt with your subconscious guilt, fear, grievances, and anger, then whatever you manifest, your mind is going to use that manifestation to bring you pain at some point. And we want to take you beyond all pain. so that when you do manifest beautiful things, beautiful relationships, beautiful physical things, whatever you manifest in your life, you'll be on a level of consciousness that you feel like you are entitled to it. You can totally enjoy it, but you won't get so caught up in it that you'd give your peace away if it wasn't there, so therefore you would be a master. That's what the Course is saying to me when it says to me that I have no use for it. I could just feel good. I could just decide to feel good. Like right now, you could just make the decision that you're going to have a good time and you're going to connect and you're going to be happy and you're going to give yourself peace right now. The ego mind goes, I can't feel that way until a certain outer thing happens, and then I can feel that way. As soon as you say something entertaining, then I can feel good. Or as soon as I go out there and all of a sudden this material thing I want is happening, then I can feel good. But you must realize that that's deciding against recovery, because it is reinforcing the idea that your happiness has nothing to do with you. And your power comes from knowing that your happiness has everything to do with you. And so that's when the Course says you realize the world isn't doing anything to you. You just thought it did. And it also means you didn't do something to somebody else either. You are not hurting the world by choosing for your happiness. You're not hurting the world by choosing for your happiness. You're not hurting the world by choosing to do what you really want to do. You're not hurting anybody by choosing to do what you really want to do in your heart. You're not hurting somebody by being authentic to yourself. You're not hurting anybody by being true to yourself. Someone else's reaction to you choosing to be who you really are, you are not responsible for someone else's emotional reaction to you being you. You are not responsible for somebody else's feelings. You are not responsible for somebody else's feelings. You are not responsible for somebody else's feelings. They determine their feelings. You determine your feelings. And we all determine our feelings by what we think about what we're seeing. And people who believe in sacrifice call people who are choosing to be strong and centered and in their power selfish, which is a code word for I'm upset with you because you will not allow me to manipulate you anymore. I'm upset with you because you will not allow me to manipulate you anymore. You are selfish. You are selfish because you will not let me control you. You are selfish because you will not let me control you. You are selfish because you won't do it the way I want you to do it. You are selfish because you will not follow my script. So you're not doing anything to somebody else because you choose not to be manipulated. You're not doing something to hurt somebody else because you choose for your joy. Especially if in the choice for your own joy, you're in total support of them choosing that which would be joyful and satisfying for them too. So sickness and problems and pain come from guilt. So when you feel guilty, you attract things that cause you pain. Our society is based on the idea of guilt and being born in guilt, and you are guilt, and then the guilt creates all of the attack and the danger and the violence and the sickness that we see. It is coming not from a lack of guilt, but from guilt. That's the truth. So your savior is someone who is continually reminding you that you might make mistakes, but you really are an innocent, good person. You might make mistakes, but you really are a loving being. You might make mistakes, but you still deserve to be happy. You might make mistakes, but you are not a sinner. You might make mistakes, but you are not inherently bad. You may make mistakes, but you are still innocent. You may make mistakes, but you are still beautiful. You may make mistakes. Why? Because if my mind creates my reality and my mind believes in my innocence, we all know that the innocent mind doesn't believe it deserves to suffer. We all know that an innocent mind doesn't believe it deserves to suffer. An innocent mind doesn't believe it deserves to suffer. An innocent mind doesn't believe it deserves to suffer. An innocent mind doesn't believe it deserves to suffer. The more I'm in touch with my innocence, the less I will attract drama and pain to me. This is the answer. This is the answer. The Course says it only takes an instant to give you the answer. Then it turns around and says, but the accepting of it can take a lifetime. And I see that so clearly. It only takes an instant to get an answer, but the actual acceptance of it is what takes all that time. And then think about it. What am I fighting? I'm fighting the idea that I'm so innocent that I deserve to be happy. I'm fighting the idea that I deserve abundance. I'm arguing with the thought that I deserve to have the kind of life that pleases me, and therefore I can give love to everybody else. We should be siding with that idea. That should be the idea. You know, I don't know how I'm going to do it, and I don't know how it happens, but I'm ready to have the real healing. I'm willing to now let go of this denigration of who I really am, and not allowing myself to receive the things that I deserve as the beautiful, innocent being that I am as a child of God. God, I need to remember who I really am. I've been lost in the illusion of a human being, lost sight of myself.